Away from my grandmama, so I said, but I could always go back to grandma's house. I could always go back to over there and get me something to eat. What are you trying to say? You know, let me take them back, but let me tell you what I'm trying to say. A religion just saying that Christmas. Amen, somebody. A place was ready. The Bible says when the place is ready, I'm coming back to get you. And one thing I found out, he said, you know the way. Guess what? I know he knew the way because Miss Fiona made sure y'all was at North Southwest Baptist Church. Amen. She made sure y'all were at Sioux Chief A&B first. She made sure you knew the way. She made sure Olivia knew who her God was. Look, Steve, I just thought about a reminder that my daddy and I were talking this morning, and he said there was a song that said there's a leak in this experience. And then my soul has got to move. I got to move through it, through after it. What's the leak? Sometimes the leak is cancer. Ain't there somebody? Sometimes the leak is just
just going in the front. Let me just of an ongoing request. I'm going to read a very familiar scripture. Probably if I get through with it, half the church be standing with me. It comes from Psalms, the 23rd book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff covers me. They have prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointed my head with oil. He, my cup running over. But surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen.
I'm reading from the book of Revelation this morning.
Ooh.
And I saw a new heaven.
Yeah.
And a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Yes.
And I heard a great voice
yes.
out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Last verse 7 he says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Now I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
We're going to have some moments of reflection. 3 minutes each, please. This is a family request. We need somebody to represent a family, somebody to represent a friend, somebody to represent a co-worker. And we have a classmate that's been signed to do a tribute as a classmate. So if someone will come to the family, Emma. Talk about her, do reflections on the memorial for her, my sister Olivia, as a friend, as a co-worker, then as a family. Amen. Amen.
I had to go get her, and I was
had no mama, as a mom, grandma, friend, sister, whatever it may be, I know she takes out there. You got her with her there. She's going to stay right here.
All right, come on.
I love y'all.
Our classmates, and we have some other members of the class tonight can stay here to watch the Chapel High School. You all stand, please. Start out by saying to the family that we love you, and we're praying for you, we're praying with you. If there's anything that we can do for you, please do let us know. You know, a few days ago, Tuesday, as a matter of fact, I was standing in the kitchen, and my mom came in, and she said, "Boy, you got your tribute ready yet?" And I said, "No, Mom, I haven't started yet." She said, "Well, best thing I can do, don't stay long. Be obedient." But the very next day, on Wednesday, I was out walking the dog, and out of nowhere, these words came to me, and they said that Olivia is such a beautiful name. I get the dog back in the house, and I grab my laptop, and I began to do a background research, and I find out that the name Olivia is a derivative or comes from Olive, which means peace. I read a little bit further, and in the book of Genesis, in chapter 8, verse 11, it says that the dove brought Noah back an olive branch when the water subsided. Today we know the olive branch is a symbol of peace. I found out also that Olivia is one of the most popular names in the world. As a matter of fact, in 2021, some 17,000 people named their baby girl Olivia. So I believe that whoever named her Olivia got it right. It was like they could see in the future. They knew that she was going to be a peaceful person. She was going to be a person that brought love and shared love wherever she went. The Olivia I remember was always quiet and peaceful. But as someone has said already, wouldn't let you know what you thought and what you did. But if you live long enough, you know there is a difference in someone naming the right thing and having a good name in the community. Well, I'm here today to tell you that Olivia had a good name in the class of 1978. She had a real good name. A couple of days ago, I sent out a text message to some of our classmates, and it was though they were standing by their phone waiting on a message, because in less than 5 minutes, I began to get responses back. And what I asked was, tell me the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Olivia, and I'll share a few of them with you. One classmate said she was always quiet and nice, and she was always the first one to pay her dues to the class. That's a good thing. Another one said that she loved her children, and we know that a good mom is worth her weight in gold. Another classmate said that I visited with her in her last days, and even then she was thinking about and caring for others. And I asked her, did she need anything? And Olivia's response was, "No, I'm fine, but will you pray for my pastor?" Yeah, they got it right when they named her Olivia. But before I go to my seat, I just want to say to the family that I know these are some hard times and some tough times. But remember your mom, your sister, your grandmother. And just know that God don't make mistakes. And I'm just here today to tell you that in the days to come, when you think about it, know that just like the people that named her the right thing, God got this right to you. Get your rest, Olivia. We love you. Take care of family. And we'll see you on the other side.
Church member, one more reflection. Who wants to do that? A church member? Olivia, the church member. I don't want y'all to step in up here. Yes, ma'am. As she's coming, I want to say to Brother Jackson, we thank you so much for sharing Olivia with us. Appreciate you so much. Matter of fact, the Watson Chapel class 7-8 is planning another gathering soon, and I think we're going to make you an honorary member of our class. You will be invited.
work that you did in Olivia is concocted. This whole scheme, you go up to the airport, you go to the house, and we mom and dad, take them all to the kitchen store, and I finally got in there, and they just thought I had a heart attack, but it was hilarious. They came up with this whole scheme of what she wants to do to help me surprise my parents. Another thing I did, like when I was talking to my brother, January
2023. Your kind messages of condolence are greatly appreciated, as we have received comfort and strength from all of your uplifting words. It is hard to imagine how different life is going to be for us, but we are thankful that you have the support of treasured friends and family like you. Thank you very much for your sympathy during this difficult time. Although it is challenging, we find comfort in the fact that you are thinking of us. We sincerely appreciate your love, support, and prayers. Love, for Jackson.
I worship you.
see around the table here.
Miss Olivia all my life, and actually I didn't know until the last few weeks that they know more about me than I know about myself. It was an Aunt Cleo.
Yeah.
Aunt Cleo used to keep me when I was a child, and I had three older brothers, and one of the aunts said in the back said, one of y'all was just bad. I said, that was my brother, Tariq. What I know of Miss Olivia, and what many have already stated here this morning, is her smile and her love for children. And I look back at going to the house and this area, I don't know if it's called Howard Drive area, as a kid and going to see Greg and Steve. And she always was very generous. She was like a godmom to me. And so she always welcomed me and my brother and my mom. But I went off to college and I went away from there and bombed up for a while. And I came back and I did a funeral. And after I did the funeral, one young lady came up to me. And she came up to me and just smiled and said, "Boy, give me a hug." And I kept looking and looking, you know, we have masks now, and I'm looking like, who's this open a hug right now? And come to find out, it was Miss Olivia. And give you a little bit of backstory to this. When I came back to town, I have a heart for this community, and the Lord has blessed us with so many teenagers and college students coming to the church.
Amen.
But we didn't have any speaking saints. We didn't have any ladies that were seasoned to help pour into our young ladies. And so we've been praying and praying for a seasoned mother to come here to help encourage us and actually we are a young church. And so I talked to Ms. Olivia afterwards. She said, "Creston, the Lord called me to be at this church." And I looked up and I was kind of shocked for a minute. Because this is what we've been praying for. And she said, "Well, the Lord has called me." And she didn't know what we've been praying for. She didn't have any clue that we've been praying for this. And so I heard the words. She said she has heard from the Lord. Said this church she's going to belong to. And I didn't pay any. I heard that. And I said, "Well, people have said that before." Then I looked up the next Sunday. I looked in the back of the church. A lady with yellow gloves on. A mask on. I think she might have scarfed something on her head. And I looked around and I said, "I can't wait to say something to the guests at the church." And I went up to her and I saw her. It was Miss Olivia. Then I heard her passing. Then they got to me to the place. I'm asking the Lord. I've been praying for a sister that was seasoned, that know the Lord, that can help us in the church. And now you took our sister away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Lord, we need some older saints to pour. Like, what is going on here?" And so the Lord brought me to Titus 2. And so I want to read that for us today. I want to walk through it today. Shantae looked at me and said, "Creston, we don't want a long service, so just give me a few moments today." But it tells us in God's Word in Titus 2, 11 through 14. And you might ask a question like, "Creston, you are going to encourage us this morning, but how is this text going to encourage us, the family? How does this text relate to our sister Olivia?" Well, I pray that by the end of this message, that you can see what the Lord is doing in this text. It says, "But the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people." Verse 12 in chapter 2 of Titus. "Training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, obtaining of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify us for himself, a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works." Point I want to deal with it, we need a purpose. In verse 13. And I'm going to end with this. What was this gift? In verse 14. So jump with me in the first point here. We lost the perfect gift in verse 11 and 12. And as I mentioned earlier, that how we've been praying as a church for a seasoned sister to come. We have prayed for a gift, and the Lord gave her to us. She was a gift of answer prayer. She was a perfect gift for us because she was so kind and so sweet as the young ladies coming to the church. Well, Paul in this letter to the Titus reminds us of a gift that we lost as well. It says, "For by the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people." Salvation is needed because disparity came into the world. When sin came into the world, disparity came, cancer came, sickness came into the world, death came to the world through sin. Ungodliness, it tells in the scriptures. Worldly passions. All these things, this lack of self-control came into the world. All these came into the world, so we lost what we had at the beginning.
Yes.
Even today we can feel like something went wrong. Right? But we lost something special to us. We lost a friend, we lost a sister, we lost a mother, we lost a wife. But also we lost a part of the life we could live.
All right.
So on that cross, Jesus was on the cross. And it tells us in Corinthians, for he made him to know sin, or to be sin, who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteous of God.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus became sin for us.
Yeah.
Family. It wasn't his sin. It's for our sin in this room.
Yeah.
For those that are believing in Jesus, his sin was placed, our sin was placed on him.
Yeah.
So why did we need a perfect gift? Because death came into this world. And God already knew what the purpose was going to be. It's going to be himself. It reminds me of our sister, Miss Olivia Jackson. The Lord knew we needed a seasoned saint here at the church. And by his wisdom and his design, he brought her to us. And the time that she was with us, I could see the smiles on our lady's faces. And right before she left to go to Kansas City, she came in and said, "Hey, Pastor, I need some prayer." And the ladies just came in and said, "Pastor, back up. We got this." And so the ladies just came around our sister and just prayed over her before she left. Wow. That's the impact that she had here in the time that she was here. She was the perfect gift for us. And the last point I'm going to end right here, again, what was the gift in verse 14? The gift we received was our dear sister Olivia. She was the perfect gift to walk into our church and encourage us. But Ms. Olivia would not want to just over-exalt her on a Sunday morning. And even this morning right now, Ms. Olivia would say, "Chris, talk about Jesus. Don't talk about me, talk about Jesus." And so what I would say here this morning, that perfect gift is Jesus.
Yeah.
She mentioned how Creston, that I want to be in a church that's going to preach the word faithfully. I want to be in a church that's not going to hold back on truth.
Yes.
I said, "Miss Olivia, by God's grace, you're at the right church."
Yes.
She said, "Creston, I'm not perfect." I said, "If you would, we wouldn't need a Savior."
I know that's right.
I said, "None of us is perfect."
Yeah.
But we got a perfect Savior.
Yeah.
And she knew that the perfect gift was God's grace. One of the things that was so profound, I have a daughter that's 3 years old. And we do the Blessed of the Bible here, and I showed Sante, told Sante about this story. And it was time for Miss Olivia to get up and do the Blessed of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And she saw the 3-year-old do it, and she whispered over to me, "I'm not going to let this 3-year-old embarrass me." I tell you what, I'm going to sit here, and I'll be ready in the weeks ahead. But even for her, she had a desire, said, "Christian, I want to learn. I want to learn. I want to grow. I need to know more about this Bible." And I said, "You're in the right place." And tells us in verse 14, "Who gave himself for us to redeem us from all our lawlessness, and to purify for himself and people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works." Jesus gave himself for us, family.
Amen.
We couldn't redeem ourselves, but Jesus could. We couldn't purify ourselves, but Jesus could.
Yeah.
We couldn't make ourselves his own possession, but Jesus could.
Yeah.
We couldn't make ourselves zealous for good work, but Jesus could.
Yeah.
Jesus is a perfect gift in the broken world. Death has visited us today. Cancer is real, despair is real, enemies are real, but our God is real.
Amen.
It tells us in our brother that read the book of Revelation. One day he's going to wipe away every tear, because earlier in Revelation 20 and 21, he's talking about where is death, right?
Yeah.
He's going to put away death forevermore. Death is not going to win forever.
Yeah.
It's going to be defeated. We know it's going to be defeated because Christ defeated it when he was raised from the grave.
That's right.
He showed the power of it, even in the life of Lazarus, right? When Lazarus was dead, when everybody was worried, Jesus said Lazarus would rise. And Lazarus didn't have to think. He rose right up. In the same way, Jesus had the power over it. He had accomplished it by being raised from the grave. But also, he's going to raise us up with him. So family, in spite of all these things, we have Jesus that came to be the perfect gift at the perfect time. And as we end today, she'll take a link at me now. Let me share one more thing about our sweet sister Olivia. One more thing. Even in her death, she reminds us of our Savior. As we've been a smaller church with a lot of young people, a lot of times we forget things. You guys probably noticed we kind of do music stuff together. And we're kind of all over the place. And a lot of times we try to cover things up so everybody won't see all of our imperfections. Well, one Sunday, in a while back, we were setting up for communion, and we looked around, we didn't have any cups. So we didn't check and everything, we didn't have any cups, so we were in a place like, what are we going to do? You know, we got the styrofoam cups in the back, but we don't have any cups for communion. So I got up and spoke and said, hey, let's just sing a song this morning. And let's sing a song, we're going to be dismissed. And I didn't say all the details that we didn't have any cups. I tried to play it down. So we count the communion. Well, Miss Olivia, when she was in the hospital, her last few moments in this world, she thought about us. She thought about us in a special way. She ordered communion cups for us. We didn't know she noticed that. Only thing I got when one of her kids came by the house, she'd be dropping over communion cups.
Amen. Amen.
Even at her death, she was a giver. Even at Christ's death, he was a giver.
Yeah.
Family, this past Sunday, we actually drunk out of those cups.
Amen.
So what I'm reminded about in our sister, I'm reminded by Jesus. Even at his death, he thought of us.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't have to come.
That's right.
He could have stayed in heaven with the Father forevermore, been there forevermore, but Jesus thought about us. And he gave himself for us.
Yeah.
So we could be made right with the Father.
Yeah.
My sister Olivia, even at her death, she gave. Family, she reminds me of our Savior. And for those that are here, might not understand what I'm saying right now, was that I would say that Jesus is the only hope.
Yeah.
You can try everything in the world, it's going to fail you. You can try everything in the world, it's a temporary satisfaction. But Jesus, right? Jesus is the true satisfaction.
Right.
I would say, trust him today.
Yeah.
Let me pray for us. Our Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the perfect gift of our Savior.
Yeah.
But Lord, we thank you also, Lord, for the sweet gift of our sister, Olivia.
Yes.
Lord, let not her life be in vain. Let us cherish these moments.
Yes.
Let's embrace these moments.
Yes.
Let us be a better family.
Yes.
Let us be better friends.
Yes.
Let us be a better church through her life. Comfort the family. Remind the family, Lord, that you would never lead them or forsake them. But let them see that one day, for all those that believe, we're going to see the glory of God, but also we're going to see the beauty of our sister. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We're going to go out into the John Deere area. We're going to plant. Thank you. Jesus Christ.